TSA English for Secondary 3. Practice Paper 1, Part 1. Chris Lowe, a radio presenter, interviews the captain of a holiday ship. Listen to the interview. You have 30 seconds to read the questions. The interview will be played twice. Do as much as you can the first time and complete all answers the second. The interview will begin now.
Welcome to Radio One Chai's interview of the day. We heard cruise ship captain Mike Black was staying at the One Chai Palace Hotel. So we called and asked if we could talk to him. And he very kindly agreed. Hello, Captain.
Hello. Please call me Mike.
Yes, sir. Can I first ask what you're doing in Hong Kong?
Well, it's part work and part pleasure. I just love coming here for the dim sum, and I also get my uniforms here. You can't beat Hong Kong tailors. But as well as eating and getting some new clothes, I want to check some details, ready for bringing my ship here in October.
Your ship is the beautiful Blue Shadow, isn't it?
Yes. I work for the Blue Seas Cruise Company, and we have four ships. The Blue Cloud, the Blue Wind, the Blue Wave, and my own Blue Shadow.
All such lovely names. I believe they are not very big ships. Is that true?
Yes. In comparison with some really big liners, we offer smaller luxury ships. For instance, the Blue Shadow carries 378 passengers, along with 296 members of crew.
Did I hear right? 296 members of crew for only 378 passengers? That's almost one crew member for each passenger.
Well, not quite, but you can tell we take good care of our passengers. And to do that, we need a lot of sailors, engineers, cooks, waiters, cleaning staff, hairdressers, entertainment officers, and so on.
And you're all coming here in October?
That's right. We spend a few months every year sailing between Vancouver and Alaska. And as it gets a bit too cold up there, we come down to this part of the world. We'll start with a few 9-day cruises from Hong Kong, with stops in a number of Vietnamese ports, and ending the trip in Singapore. We also do visits to Shanghai, Tokyo, and Bangkok at different times.
I've never been on a cruise. What do people do on them?
When you are aboard, we have lots of entertainment for you. You can even learn some simple phrases in the various languages you will meet.
You mean Chinese and Vietnamese?
Yes, and Thai, Malay, and Japanese.
Interesting. What sort of people go on your cruises?
We get a lot of retired people who want to see the world slowly and in comfort. And we also get a lot of younger customers, honeymooners, in their late 20s and early 30s.
I suppose the big question is, how much it all costs.
Well, luxury is not cheap. It's hard to give a price. There are many different types of rooms, different routes, special offers, and so on. But for the average person, on the 9-day cruise I mentioned, it's about 50,000 Hong Kong dollars.
And you have to get yourself back to Hong Kong, or wherever home is. Quite expensive, but I'm sure it's worth it. Thanks, Mike, for giving us your time.
My pleasure. Hope we see you on the Blue Shadow one day.
Now listen to the interview again.
Welcome to Radio Wan Chai's interview of the day. We heard cruise ship captain Mike Black was staying at the Wan Chai Palace Hotel. So we called and asked if we could talk to him, and he very kindly agreed. Hello, Captain.
Hello. Please call me Mike.
Yes, sir. Can I first ask what you're doing in Hong Kong?
Well, it's part work and part pleasure. I just love coming here for the dim sum, and I also get my uniforms here. You can't beat Hong Kong tailors. But as well as eating and getting some new clothes, I want to check some details, ready for bringing my ship here in October.
Your ship is the beautiful Blue Shadow, isn't it?
Yes. I work for the Blue Seas Cruise Company, and we have 4 ships. The Blue Cloud, the Blue Wind, the Blue Wave, and my own Blue Shadow.
All such lovely names. I believe they are not very big ships. Is that true?
Yes. In comparison with some really big liners, we offer smaller luxury ships. For instance, the Blue Shadow carries 378 passengers, along with 296 members of crew.
Did I hear right? 296 members of crew for only 378 passengers? That's almost one crew member for each passenger.
Well, not quite. But you can tell we take good care of our passengers. And to do that, we need a lot of sailors, engineers, cooks, waiters, cleaning staff, hairdressers, entertainment officers, and so on.
And you're all coming here in October?
That's right. We spend a few months every year sailing between Vancouver and Alaska. And as it gets a bit too cold up there, we come down to this part of the world. We'll start with a few 9-day cruises from Hong Kong, with stops in a number of Vietnamese ports, and ending the trip in Singapore. We also do visits to Shanghai, Tokyo, and Bangkok at different times.
I've never been on a cruise. What do people do on them?
When you are aboard, we have lots of entertainment for you. You can even learn some simple phrases in the various languages you will meet.
You mean Chinese and Vietnamese?
Yes, and Thai, Malay, and Japanese.
Interesting. What sort of people go on your cruises?
We get a lot of retired people who want to see the world slowly and in comfort. And we also get a lot of younger customers, honeymooners, in their late 20s and early 30s.
I suppose the big question is how much it all costs.
Well, luxury is not cheap. It's hard to give a price. There are many different types of rooms, different routes, special offers, and so on. But for the average person, on the 9-day cruise I mentioned, it's about 50,000 Hong Kong dollars.
And you have to get yourself back to Hong Kong, or wherever home is. Quite expensive, but I'm sure it's worth it. Thanks, Mike, for giving us your time.
My pleasure. Hope we see you on the Blue Shadow one day.
You have 30 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of part 1.